Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will start soon. But first, did you know that you can find us on Facebook and Twitter? Come to @AweIsland and help us help kids relax by sharing at Awe Island with your friends and family. Thanks for helping us spread the word.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax. Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the warm, cozy sand, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Tent Tales. Rain drummed on the roof of the school as all the little kids settled into the classroom. As they got ready for the day, Tyra watched, wondering how she would help today. The little tent had been set up in the corner of the room near the bookshelves and the windows. She was there if the kids needed to regulate their feelings so that they were ready to learn in all the activities of the day. Tyra Tent was proud of her role in helping the children learn. Inside the entrance to the little tent, there was a paper that listed the rules. Once inside the tent, first, the kids needed to take three deep dragon breaths, in and out. Just like that. Once they finished with the deep breaths, they needed to choose a feel-better activity. Tyra had all kinds. She had lots of books, picture books, chapter books, books of poems, short stories, science, and history books. The little tent had fidget spinners, squishy foam balls, soft sand, and containers with ooey gooey gel dripping on the inside. The little tent had music to quietly hum along with, papers and crayons to draw with, and a list of exercises. The exercises included to give themselves a tight hug, to push their hands together and hold, to do sit-ups, push-ups, or even a little yoga. Tyra especially liked the cobra, cat, and cow poses. In the corner, the little tent had a small beanbag chair and a blanket for sitting quietly. There were so many options. As Tyra checked to make sure she was ready, a little one came in and settled on the beanbag chair. The boy was looking down, and his shoulders were slumped. The little tent could see the boy felt sad. The little boy took a deep dragon breath in and out. He started to sit up a little more. The little boy took another deep dragon breath in and out. He began to hold his head up a little higher. With the third deep dragon breath in and out, the little boy was sitting up and looking forward instead of down. Now he was ready to choose a feel-better activity. The little boy picked the container with the soft sand and opened it. He scooped the sand up and held it over the container. The little boy smiled as he allowed the sand to slowly fall through his fingers back into the tub. Three times he scooped the sand and let it fall. His teacher checked on the little boy and smiled when he noticed that the boy seemed to be feeling happier. The boy brushed the sand off of his hands back into the container, put the lid on, and set it gently in its spot. He had some time left, so he picked his favorite picture book. He turned to his favorite part of the story and began to read. Before long, the silly story had him smiling, and there was even a little giggle. The little boy sighed deeply. He was ready to get back to work. He gently placed the book back in its spot and climbed out of the tent. Tyra smiled. She was glad she had been able to help the little boy. Soon after, a little girl stomped into the tent. Her arms crossed, she had a deep frown, and her eyebrows squished together. The tent could see the little girl felt angry. She flopped down into the beanbag chair and quickly took a deep dragon breath in and out. Tyra thought that was a little too fast. As the little girl began her next deep dragon breath in and out, her forehead softened. The little tent thought that was much better. Uncrossing her arms, the little girl took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Now it was time to pick her feel-better activity. Tyra wondered what she would choose. The little girl sighed and picked up the music player. Classical music gently flowed through the earbuds, and Tyra watched as the magic began to happen. The melody soothed the little girl, and she began to relax. The little girl also chose an exercise. She pressed her hands together, palm to palm, as hard as she could, and then released them. Her arms were now completely relaxed. The teacher checked on the little girl to see how she was doing and smiled, happy to see the change in her mood. The little girl was almost ready, though she felt she needed to do one more thing. Tyra felt surprised when the little girl picked the container of sand. It had helped a little boy feeling sad. She wondered, would it work for a girl feeling angry? The girl raked the sand with her fingers, creating rows in the tub. After admiring her work, she brushed the sand off her hands into the container. Then the little girl put the music player and the sand back in their places. She seemed happier as she left the tent. The little tent felt very happy. She had helped two children today. Then Tyra yawned. It was time for her nap as the children left the room for their science lesson. The little tent wished everyone well, thinking of all she had to be grateful for. Tyra was grateful to help the little boy feel better, and she was happy to have helped the little girl feel better. Most of all, the little tent was thankful to be part of such a caring classroom. Knowing there would be more children to help, Tyra squeezed herself tight and then relaxed. The little tent took a deep dragon breath in and out. Tyra took another dragon breath, calming herself. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little tent fell asleep, recharging her energy so that she would be ready to help more children. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.